综合模拟演练五。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Mom, I owe you an apology.
For what?
For what I said to you the day before yesterday.
Oh, I already forgot.
Text 2.
I don't understand why I received such a low grade for my term paper.
You should make an appointment with the professor to discuss it. Text 3. Are your performances for everybody?
Of course. I would like to have a wide audience. Still, I do hope more and more people will enjoy my humor in the play.
Text 4. Professor Johnson seems so serious.
But his lectures are quite humorous, aren't they?
Text 5. Hello, Sarah. I heard you have a job as a typist in the college.
Yes, I work at the office every morning. I also do feeling and writing letters.
Text 2, 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
Okay, Betty, what's the problem? Do you want to talk about it?
No. Yes. I don't know.
Come on, I'm your brother. What's the matter?
It's Joe. He's really fun to be with, but he's the cheapest guy I've ever gone out with.
Why? What did he do?
Last night, we went to a movie. I bought the tickets while he parked the car.
So...
Well, he never gave me any money for his ticket. And you won't believe what happened next.
Yeah?
He went to the snack bar and came back with popcorn and a Coca-Cola. For himself. He never even asked if I wanted anything.
That sounds pretty bad.
I know. I really like him, but he makes me mad, too. What should I do?
You should start looking for a new boyfriend. Okay, Betty, what's the problem? Do you want to talk about it?
No. Yes. I don't know.
Come on, I'm your brother. What's the matter?
It's Joe. He's really fun to be with, but he's the cheapest guy I've ever gone out with.
Why? What did he do?
Last night, we went to a movie. I bought the tickets while he parked the car.
So...
Well, he never gave me any money for his ticket. And you won't believe what happened next.
Yeah?
He went to the snack bar and came back with popcorn and a Coca-Cola. For himself. He never even asked if I wanted anything.
That sounds pretty bad.
I know. I really like him, but he makes me mad, too. What should I do?
You should start looking for a new boyfriend. Your English is really good.
Thanks. I wish I had more chances to use it.
Do you get the chance to use it at your work?
Yes, I do, but not as much as I would like to. It's so important now to try and speak English. It helps in the job market.
Yes, I guess so. I see a lot of jobs advertised that ask for English fluency.
Well, it definitely helped me to get my job.
I hope you will get a lot of chances to improve your spoken English.
I hope so, too.
Your English is really good.
Thanks. I wish I had more chances to use it.
Do you get the chance to use it at your work?
Yes, I do, but not as much as I would like to. It's so important now to try and speak English. It helps in the job market.
Yes, I guess so. I see a lot of jobs advertised that ask for English fluency.
Well, it definitely helped me to get my job.
I hope you will get a lot of chances to improve your spoken English.
I hope so, too.
Are you ready, Fanny? We'll be late for the graduation.
I'm waiting for my family. They should have been here half an hour ago.
They may be stuck in a traffic jam.
Is your family coming?
No, they can't make it. There's a strike going on in South Africa. No planes are flying.
You must be very disappointed.
Well, I'm not going to be honored at the graduation anyway.
You are so easygoing.
I have to be. There's no need to upset myself about things that can't be changed. Don't you think so? After graduation, we'll have to be either easygoing or tough to take the ups and downs of life.
You're absolutely right. I really need to remember that.
Are you ready, Fanny? We'll be late for the graduation.
I'm waiting for my family. They should have been here half an hour ago.
They may be stuck in a traffic jam.
Is your family coming?
No, they can't make it. There's a strike going on in South Africa. No planes are flying.
You must be very disappointed.
Well, I'm not going to be honored at the graduation anyway.
You are so easygoing.
I have to be. There's no need to upset myself about things that can't be changed. Don't you think so? After graduation, we'll have to be either easygoing or tough to take the ups and downs of life.
You're absolutely right. I really need to remember that.
Hi, Elisa. I heard you want to move. Have you decided where to move?
Not yet, David. Could you give me some tips?
Sure. First, tell me why you want to move.
Well, for two reasons. First, it's really hard to find a job here. Second, I really don't like this city. I want to move to a city that is close to beaches.
Then I suggest you move to Orlando. Its warm weather and beautiful beaches attract many tourists each year. I'm sure you'll like living there.
Is it comfortable there in winter?
Yes, many people go there in winter for vacation.
I really want to move there. I want to walk on the beaches every day.
By the way, do you want to rent an apartment or buy a house there if you move there?
I want to rent an apartment.
Then I'll give Charles a phone call. He can help you find an apartment after you get there.
That would be great.
Hi, Elisa. I heard you want to move. Have you decided where to move?
Not yet, David. Could you give me some tips?
Sure. First, tell me why you want to move.
Well, for two reasons. First, it's really hard to find a job here. Second, I really don't like this city. I want to move to a city that is close to beaches.
Then I suggest you move to Orlando. Its warm weather and beautiful beaches attract many tourists each year. I'm sure you'll like living there.
Is it comfortable there in winter?
Yes, many people go there in winter for vacation.
I really want to move there. I want to walk on the beaches every day.
By the way, do you want to rent an apartment or buy a house there if you move there?
I want to rent an apartment.
Then I'll give Charles a phone call. He can help you find an apartment after you get there.
That would be great.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。
In every language, there are words that have interesting stories behind them. The word sandwich, for example,is very common in English. If you want to know the story behind it, we must know something about an Englishman named Sandwich who lived in the 18th century. Sandwich was rich, but he liked to play cards for money. He often played for 24 hours and didn't even stop to have his meals. He ordered his servants to bring him some meat and bread, and he played while eating.He put the meat between two pieces of bread, and he held the food in his left hand while he played with his right hand. People liked Sandwich's idea and began to eat bread and meat in this way.
In every language, there are words that have interesting stories behind them. The word sandwich, for example, is very common in English. If we want to know the story behind it,We must know something about an Englishman named Sandwich who lived in the 18th century. Sandwich was rich, but he liked to play cards for money. He often played for 24 hours and didn't even stop to have his meals. He ordered his servants to bring him some meat and bread, and he played while eating. He put the meat between two pieces of bread, and he held the food in his left hand,while he played with his right hand. People liked Sandwich's idea and began to eat bread and meat in this way.